Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. A lot to get done in my life today, so beginning a little early compared to our normal schedule, and that will likely be the case here while the weather's nice. Each day, probably going to be closer, moving it towards 7 instead of 7:15. But this morning, as I spent time with God, continuing in the devotional journal, Here Am I, Discovering Your Sacred Calling in the Midst of Everyday Life. Today's topic is on being called to serve. And in it, I talk about the verse of Scripture that many Christians can probably quote, that the one who wants to be greatest must become servant of all. And I mentioned while we're likely able to quote it, there's a huge difference between quoting the words and living the words. So many times we live in a culture where we've been trained to desire to be served. But I'm not sure it's fair to even blame it on the culture. The original question came up in the days of Jesus as he walked on earth, of the disciples wanting to be greater than the others and wanting to be greatest in the kingdom of heaven. It was in the context of Jesus preparing for his final evening before his crucifixion with his disciples, washing their feet, serving them. Because evidently no one else wanted to do it. No one else seemed willing to take on this task that, well, normally they would have been a servant to do. And so Jesus did. And so while our culture doesn't make it any easier, it's part of our nature. It's part of our flesh desire to not want to serve, but to be served. And in addition to that, I think in our minds, we have a tendency to create a mental list of who's worthy of our service and who isn't. Who we're willing to serve because, well, they deserve it. Or they're in a position that could benefit me. Or whatever our reasoning is. But in creating that list, there's a often hidden list in our mind of those we won't serve. They don't deserve it. They're not like me. They created their own mess. We come up with a lot of reasons. And serving isn't the same as giving a person what they want. Sometimes it is, but it's not the same thing. It's not identical. Serving is about meeting the needs of people, about helping, about lifting them, about creating relationship, about representing Jesus. Matthew, Jesus teaches about story, we call it story of the sheep and goats, but about the separation of people. Some who are called to himself and commended and for the good that they did. Others who are rejected and sent away from his presence for ignoring him, for not doing the deeds of service, the good deeds, the sick, the prisoner, those who were in need. And I've always found it fascinating that both groups, the ones that were accepted in and the ones who were rejected, have in essence the same response. When Jesus, did we see you hungry? When did we see you sick? When did we see you in prison? When did we see you naked? When did we see you in need at all? They're both asking the same question. And Jesus is saying to one group, you saw me in those situations and you helped. And to the other group, he's saying, you saw me in those situations and refused to help. And they're both kind of shaking their head and says, when? And the response is similar. As much as you did it to one group, or as much as you did not do it to the other group, to the least of these, my brothers. You see, serving others, serving those that we may consider the least, whatever that's supposed to mean, serving them, God says, is serving Him. And I understand that we are gifted uniquely, that God has knit together not only our physical body, but His body, the church, so that each member, each part has a function and a work. And if we all did the same thing, there's a lot that wouldn't get done. But what would happen if opportunities for service came up even within the local church body that you're a part of, and the common response was, here am I? What would happen if opportunities for service came up in your community, and the common response was, here am I? What would change in you in order for that to happen? What would change in your church family? What would change in your community if that happened on a more regular basis? If the plea was made for volunteers in the children's ministry and the echoes of here am I rang throughout the building. Again, not everybody's gifted in that. But sometimes we hide behind that lack of giftedness when God's nudging us to say, just step in and see what I can do with you and through you. The same is true in the needs in our community, the needs of our neighbors, the needs of the homeless, the needs of the poor. We see them, we hear them, and we turn away because sometimes we just don't know what to do. But sometimes it's because we just don't want to serve. Not them. Not in that way. And yet God has called us to serve. So Jesus came to seek and save the lost. He came to serve and not to be served. And for those who carry the name Christian, who claim and desire to represent Jesus, there's very little that's a greater calling than the calling to serve. So as we pray today and as we consider life, who are you serving and why are you serving them? How do you treat those that serve as a part of their job, their occupation? Do you value them, recognizing that serving is what makes a person great? Or do you somehow overlook them or demean them because in your mind they're not at the same level as you are? We live in a time where probably more than any, there's a huge vacuum, a hole that needs filled by servants. People willing to say, "Here am I. What needs done?" Just as Eli told Samuel to respond to God, "Here am I, Lord. What does my Lord have to say to me?" When we go into life willing to serve others with that attitude, it's amazing what God can do. I've said this oftentimes, and I never considered myself as a life goal to write a book, and at this point I have more than a dozen devotional books that simply by responding, "Here am I," and jotting down things that would come out of my prayer time and share them with others so that they could be encouraged. I began this daily broadcast, trying to respond with my gifts, my abilities, and saying, "Here am I. How can I encourage? How can I serve? How can I help someone else?" You see, when we begin each day with that thought in mind, we'll probably notice more opportunities than we ever have before. If we start each day thinking, "How can I serve someone today? How can I help someone today? How can I encourage someone today?" we're going to be looking for those opportunities. We're going to notice them more readily when they come. And then it's up to us to say, "Here am I. I'll do it." Today, as we pray, will you be one that responds to God's call to serve? Father, thank you that you are a God that sees value in each one of us. Value enough that Jesus came and lived a perfect life, taught a perfect teaching, and was arrested, crucified. And yet through his death, burial, and resurrection, we have an eternal hope that cannot be taken away. Through his acts of service. And so, Father, for those that we interact with, whether on a regular basis or what seems to be just by chance, may you help us to look for ways to serve. Father, when opportunities to serve come up that are made known, may we not dismiss them so readily as what we're accustomed to. May we consider how you would have us to serve. And if it's not in doing the actual task that needs done, then in equipping, encouraging, and helping those that do. Father, help us to recognize not only how you've gifted us, but even to recognize how we use the things we like to do as an excuse not to do what we could and even should do. Father, today as we go through another day of some level of confusion surrounding COVID-19, it seems like each day has new information that sometimes confirms what's been reported and often is contradictory to what's been reported previously. But Father, in the midst of all of it, may we not get so caught up in the confusion that we miss the opportunities to serve. Father, while the times of being distant physically from one another may change the way that we're able to serve, it doesn't excuse us from the serving that you've called us to do. May we serve others who are lonely and afraid, who are hurting, who are sick. And even if our visits have to be virtual, online, or phone calls, or even letters and cards, may we not neglect the service of visiting the sick, the prisoner, the lonely. May we notice the needs of people and examine accurately how capable we are to meet those needs according to the riches and glory that you've given us. And not just the riches and glory, but the riches here on earth that you've given us. May we be willing to serve out of what you've so richly blessed us with at all levels, physically, materially, emotionally, spiritually, the things that we've received from you, may we see them as elements that are part of our service to others. Father, I continue to pray that this virus would be wiped from the face of the earth, that it would be a memory that continually prompts us to acts of kindness and love and good deeds, but that it would be a memory and not present. Father, for those working in our medical facilities and who some areas are bombarded with sick and many others are bombarded with confusion just as the rest of us are. May you watch over them. Protect them from the things that would harm them physically, would harm them emotionally, spiritually, mentally. Father, as we consider serving, may we be mindful of the children among us. May our serving of our children and the children in our community be such that they have a greater awareness of God's love for them. May you protect the children. May we be mindful of their needs. And just like ourselves, not necessarily the things that they want or the things that they think are needs, but may we pay attention to their spirit, to their mental and physical well-being, to how they're growing in knowledge of who you are. Father, today as we go about life, may the opportunities to serve be unmistakable. And may our response be one that would honor Jesus. Father, may we view the service that we provide to others, the way that we serve people. May you transform our heart and our mind so that we can see those acts of service as being done directly to you. And may that image in our mind change our attitude about serving others. Father, may we see each person that we have any interaction with today as you see them. Give us eyes that see beyond the surface. Whether the surface is polished up and looks nice, or whether the surface is dirty and doesn't look so nice. May we see the person that you see. And may we look to you for wisdom in how to serve effectively. And how to address needs that often cannot be expressed. Father, today may our life represent Jesus well. May he be lifted up and draw many to himself because of the way we serve. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me this morning on this Wednesday morning, midweek edition of Devotion, Encouragement, and Prayer. May God richly bless you today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.